WSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A milestone day in the presidential primaries. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. More than a dozen states and American Samoa stage nominating contests. Nikki Haley has won the Washington, D.C. primary, netting 19 delegates in her first primary win.
A victory is not numerically significant, however, as it has just 22,000 registered Republican voters. Ms. Haley said it was no surprise that Republicans in Washington rejected Donald Trump and what she described as all his chaos. Mr. Trump said she had been crowned the Queen of the Swamp by Washington lobbyists protecting what he called the failed status quo. So far, Mr. Trump has been dominant in the state primaries. He's poised to rack up many more delegates this week on Super Tuesday, when 15 states nominate their choice.
That's BBC's Charles Haviland. Former President Trump has 244 delegates heading into Super Tuesday. The nation's highest court could issue a ruling as early as today in a case that's important to Mr. Trump's White House bid.
The Supreme Court is considering whether former President Donald Trump can be kicked off the ballot. And the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that because he's disqualified from being president again, he's barred from being on the state's primary ballot. And that primary is one of the 16 contests on Tuesday.
That's correspondent Mark Sherman. The Trump campaign says the attempt to bar Mr. Trump from the ballot in Colorado and some other states is blatantly political, depriving voters of the right to choose the candidate of their choice. Also at SRNNews.com, portions of I-80 in the Sierra Nevada mountains still closed as Northern California deals with the season's biggest snowstorm. Fierce winds and snow has been measured in feet. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 84 points. NASDAQ futures off 13. This is SRN News. Free speech is in trouble.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that about 70% of Americans think that the country is on the wrong track when it comes to the right for an individual to say whatever he wants. But perhaps even more alarming is the fact that the survey also reveals that roughly 40% of respondents say someone who believes something they find offensive should not be allowed to teach at a local school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a new law in Utah, faith leaders who learn about ongoing child abuse from a perpetrator during a religious confession will be able to alert police without fear of legal ramifications. The new measure extends to clergy members the same legal protections that exist for mandatory reporters of child abuse and neglect in the secular world. The bill does not remove the clergy penitent privilege, but supporters say it could incentivize pastors to come forward. This is SRN News. NATO kicks off an exercise to defend its newly expanded Nordic territory.
More than 20,000 soldiers from 13 nations are taking part in the Norway-led Nordic Response 2024 drills over the next 2 weeks in the northern regions of Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Finland, which shares an 830-mile border with Russia, joined NATO in April of 2023 after decades of military non-alignment. And neighboring Sweden is currently finalizing formalities to enter NATO as its 32nd member, most likely in March. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Haiti's government declaring an emergency and a nighttime curfew in a bid to regain control of the streets after an explosion of violence over the weekend. Armed gang members stormed the country's two biggest prisons. The 72-hour state of emergency went into effect last night as the government of Haiti vows to find the killers, kidnappers, and other violent criminals escape from the prisons. More details, SRNNews.com.